I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The investigation continues into the shooting death of a church planter in Jharkhand State, India. Dave Stravers with the Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says, while the murder is unnerving, he says the spiritual atmosphere is open.
Our ministry director for this region told me about the increasing persecution that believers are experiencing. He had a very positive take on it. He said this persecution actually is encouraging more volunteers to get involved in the work because Christians are saying we have to stand up and testify to the Lord and what can we do to help.
It's fall again and Global Aid Network needs volunteers to package humanitarian aid. This year's warehouse project is October 8th through the 17th in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Parents are invited to make it a family event. Global Aid can even help with lodging. The items packaged are taken on future mission trips. Phil Liller says volunteers are essentially packaging items that become a means of evangelism.
And probably 95% of the cases can directly tell them about the gospel of Christ. And that's really a wonderful thing when you think we can go into countries in many places around the world and do that. Places you wouldn't expect to be able to do it.
And Asian Access has named Bruce Johnson as their interim fourth president. He'll be overseeing the growth of their leader development model across the 20 countries of Asia. Talking about his new role, Johnson says they have the people in place but need more resources to continue moving forward with momentum. Their goal is to help train new pastoral leaders and multiply churches with an evangelistic vision. Pray for the team as they work to be in 20 countries by 2012. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.